And then there were 53. Welcome into the UC Health Training Center, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani. And Phil, we have it. The final roster, it is here. The big news, obviously, today, though, the Broncos deciding to part ways with TJ Ward.
Yeah, it's a tough day all around the NFL. One thing's for sure, John Elway is not afraid to make some tough decisions. Look, he had to make a decision with TJ Ward. He's been hammered with that hamstring a little bit sideline. We didn't see him play in the preseason at all. He finished last season on the sidelines as well. Didn't play in those final two games. And that opened up a position for Justin Simmons, an opportunity for him to show what he can do. And Justin Simmons has taken full advantage of it. I mean, you remember the interception in Kansas City last year. He had a great camp. So now this is an opportunity for Justin Simmons to say, hey, I belong in that no-fly zone.
A couple of guys who made names for themselves on the defensive side of the ball, Shelby Harris, also on the roster. And Jamal Carter, a college free agent, making the roster.
Yeah, that's 13 out of the last 14 years that the Broncos have a college free agent has made this roster. That's just a testament to John Elway and the entire personnel department. It doesn't matter where you're drafted here. If you come in and you can play football and you prove it out on the field, you play well in these preseason games, you're going to find your spot. You're in among the 53.
On the offensive side of the ball, we saw that Tyson Brailo traded to the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. Wide receiver, though. We thought that that third wide receiver battle was going to be Jordan Taylor, Cody Latimer, Benny Fowler. One of those guys was going to separate themselves. It ended up being Benny, but they all made the team.
Yeah, a lot of those guys made the team, but there was a lot of competition right there, and the odd man out was Khalif Raymond, who can certainly maybe come back to the practice squad because he really showed that he has the firepower and he's fast enough to play in this league. But yeah, there's a lot of talent in that wide receiver room. We saw Jordan Taylor have another great camp. He played well in the preseason, had that touchdown against San Francisco. There was a lot of competition there. Benny Fowler, like you mentioned, won that third spot. Cody Latimer proved that he's, you know, the first guy up in the kick return game. So you have to keep Latimer. So a lot of competition there, and Khalif Raymond was a guy out.
A big week ahead for the Broncos as they get ready for the Chargers. We finally know who that group will be as we head towards that Monday Night Football game. But for now, for Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. So long from the UC Health Training Center.